Welcome to Energy Matters, where we explore alternative health in the Pioneer Valley. I'm your host, Caroline Rutterman, and I'm a Reiki professional and intuitive in Northampton, Massachusetts. For the past 9 years, I've been teaching people how to use their intuition and helping them reduce stress and anxiety. Together, we'll talk with other practitioners and learn how they bring health and healing to the Pioneer Valley. Let's do this. We are interviewing Melissa Stevens, who's a whole food plant-based chef, and she is here to talk about her cooking and her wellness, and I'm really excited, and welcome, Melissa.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So just kicking off, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Sure. So again, my name is Melissa Stevens, and I am the founder, head chef, and chief nourishment officer.
I like
at
that.
At Dharma Delights. And what I do is offer whole food plant-based monthly meal delivery service. I do that the first weekend of every month for folks in our area, as well as special events catering, cooking classes, and private chef services.
Awesome. That sounds like you're wearing a lot of hats with all kinds of levels of food and making people feel good and eating, right? Did you grow up eating whole food, plant-based foods? Has this been part of your lifestyle for most of your life? Like, how did you get into this this work?
Yeah. I did not grow up eating this way. I grew up eating, you know, pretty much a standard American diet.
And what is the standard American diet?
Yeah, so I guess generally speaking, you know, standard American diet is generally defined as kind of, you know, your meat and potatoes type of meals. Oftentimes, there's a lot of pre-processed packaged food. Animal products, pretty heavy on the meat and dairy and eggs and bacon and, you know, all of that sort of thing. As opposed to a whole foods approach, which really seeks to eliminate a lot of the pre-processed packaged foods, and the plant-based approach, of course, seeks to eliminate or at least drastically reduce the animal products. So we did have a garden growing up, and, you know, my mom was, I do have memories of going out to the garden and picking vegetables, you know, with my mom. So there was definitely some influence there from a young age. But this is more so something that developed for me later on as an adult.
Yeah. Let's kind of back up a step and let's really talk about what is whole foods, plant-based? Like, what is, because that itself is kind of a term in the, you know, in this community. So can you talk a little bit about specifically what the whole foods plant-based means?
Sure. So let's see, I'll kind of break it down. So the whole foods bit, again, really just refers to this idea of eating whole foods, eating real whole foods in a form as close to their original source, i.e. the earth, as possible. So one way to think about it is if you're committing to a whole foods way of eating or dietary approach, you basically are trying to eliminate anything that comes in a box, a bag, or a can from your diet.
That is a great rule of thumb. So trying to eliminate anything that's comes from a box, a bag, or a can. I like that.
Right. And then the plant-based piece of this sort of puzzle basically means we're seeking to incorporate and prioritize eating as many plants as possible. So fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, whole grains, these sorts of things. And again, either eliminate or at least reduce your intake of animal products, meat, dairy, eggs, etc.
Okay.
So when you, yeah. So put it all together and you've got your whole food plant-based diet.
Gotcha. So is whole foods plant-based the same as vegan? Is that like the exact same term, or how does that, are they different, or is that interchangeable?
It's a really good question. And I think, to my mind, they are not the same thing, although the terms are often used interchangeably. And sometimes when I'm feeling lazy and I don't want to say whole food plant-based, I'll even just say I'm a vegan chef. But it, to my mind, again, there is a difference in that, the term vegan, I would say, is more so defined by what you don't eat. So a vegan basically chooses not to eat animal products. It doesn't necessarily speak to what that person is eating. So for example, for many years, I was vegan and I was eating a lot of crap.
Yeah, there's the vegan junk food diet. I definitely know all about that, because there's a lot of vegan junk food that comes in the packages and that, you know, kind of comes pre-processed more and more as people are kind of streamlining their diet and reducing their dairy intake and meat intake. There's a lot more, like, as it's called, the vegan junk food, which is, you know, the kielbasa, vegan kielbasas and that kind of stuff. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, the unchicken patties, I mean Twizzlers and Fritos and Oreos are vegan, for goodness sake, you know, but they're, so just because you're vegan doesn't necessarily mean that you are going to be healthier.
Right.
Or, you know, whereas, again, the whole food plant-based approach, I think is more so, it's a term that's more so defined by what you are choosing to eat. So implied in it, of course, is the sort of vegan mentality of not choosing not to eat animal products, but it also tells you, well, what am I eating instead? Like, I'm actually not eating Twizzlers and Fritos and Oreos for the most part, you know.
Right, right.
but rather, again, choosing the whole foods, the whole grains, the fruits, the vegetables, this sort of thing.
Absolutely. So on the Venn diagram of this world, there's some overlap between the two, but they're not exactly synonymous.
Right.
That's
yeah.
Very good to know. And I think also, you know, for our listeners out there too, I think that, you know, the term vegan also is a little bit more of a political decision in a way. You know, sometimes people, you know, choose to reduce this for environmental reasons. Sometimes people choose to reduce their meat and dairy for, you know, spiritual reasons or for, you know, there's all kinds of, as well as the animal cruelty factor, because that also extends to the clothing that they put on their body, the kind of consumer choices of, you know, buying leather products and things like that. So
exactly.
I think that, you know, the vegan, while they're both lifestyle things, I think that, that's just, I always think that that's another important point for people to remember.
I agree.
Yeah, cool. So that's really helpful, because I think that whole foods plant-based term is sort of thrown around a lot. And so it's really nice to kind of hear that fleshed out a little bit. So, So I saw on your website, everybody, if you're listening, MelissaStevensWellness.com is Melissa's website, and she has beautiful food photos up on there. And so go check that out, and a lot more about her meal delivery service. But I saw that there was sort of like a graduate stamp for the Institute of Integrative Nutrition on your website. Can you tell us a little bit about what this place is and what your studies were like there?
Sure. So the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, or IIN, is actually a holistic health coach training school, and it's located in New York City. They, for years, offered their training programs on site. You had to travel to New York, you know, once a month for a year to, you know, get your training, and then you did your homework in between, and then you went back the next month. At the time when I did the program, however, they had transitioned the whole thing to online. So it's an online program now that you can do from anywhere, anytime, to learn how to be a health coach. And I completed my training last July, so almost a year ago.
Oh, congratulations.
Actually, gosh, what's today's date? Today might actually be my anniversary, my 1 year anniversary.
Nice. Congratulations.
It's definitely close.
Yeah.
And so, again, it's a holistic health coach training program. And throughout the course of the year-long program, we studied nearly 100 different dietary theories, as well as, you know, learning coaching skills and counseling skills and how to work with folks to help them achieve their health and wellness goals. And one of the things that I really love about the IIN approach to nutrition and nourishment and food is they have this concept called primary and secondary foods. And I'll just speak to this briefly. I don't want to get too far off topic, but this is actually part of what I'm really passionate about. And the food that we eat, the food that we put in our mouths and eat, mm-hmm. is actually referred to as secondary food in the IIN world.
Yeah.
And primary to that, our primary food groups are things like relationships, our work in the world, our physical, you know, or our careers, our physical activity levels and exercise, and our spirituality. And so basically, you know, the idea is that you can eat all the kale and goji berries, you know, and green juice in the world day in and day out, but if you're lacking in these primary food groups, if your primary food is out of balance, you know, if you don't feel supported by your relationships, or if you're not really turned on by the work that you're doing in the world, or, you know, if you're living a very sedentary lifestyle, or if you're disconnected from spirituality, whatever that might mean to you, nature, you know, the wider mysteries, you know, of the world.
Yeah.
You still might not really be able to thrive in the way that you want to. So
interesting. Yeah.
A big part of sort of what I'm passionate about and the kinds of experiences I seek to create for people in my cooking classes, in my dinner parties and other events is really this opportunity to connect not only through our food and to nourish ourselves through our food, but to really connect with each other and our environment and our bodies, you know, in a way that's going to nourish us as well. So it's really is a holistic approach in that way.
Yeah, I love that. And that's something that, you know, I often talk to, you know, people about is that kind of idea of, you know, the things, not just that we're energetically consuming, not just the food, mm-hmm. like you said, as this like sort of secondary, what was the word that you used for the secondary nutrition?
Secondary foods.
Yeah. You know, having that, like, you know, the shows that we're watching, the things that we're reading, you know, all of this kind of, it's an energetic diet. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's, I like that idea of extending that to our friendships, to our personal relationships, to our lifestyle. So that's a really cool way of thinking about nutrition as the second part of that. So mm-hmm. yeah, I like that a lot. So if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Energy Matters, and we are here interviewing Melissa Stevens, who's a whole food plant-based chef. Tell us a little bit about the name of your company. It's called Dharma Delights. Where did that name come from? It's such a beautiful name.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you asked. Nobody ever asked that question, and I often wonder if they, you know, if they're curious.
We are.
So, yeah.
We're curious. We're curious people here.
Good. So the word Dharma is a word that often we sort of hear in sort of religious or spiritual contexts of different kinds. And it, in my mind, is sort of generally translated to something like the teachings or the way or the path, right? So each sort of religious or spiritual tradition has its own set of teachings, its own set of sort of moral, ethical, lifestyle teachings that that were, you know, were sort of being asked or were agreeing to follow. And my general dharma comes from the yogic tradition. I'm also a yoga practitioner and yoga teacher. And one of the very first principles of yogic lifestyle, the yamas and the niyamas are what are referred to as the yogic sort of lifestyle principles. And the very first of these principles is known as ahimsa, or non-harming. And it basically says that in everything we do, say, and think, we strive to cause or create as little harm as possible. And that is also, in addition to the sort of personal health benefits that can come from choosing a whole food plant-based diet and lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Not causing harm to others is also one of the reasons one might choose to eat and to live this way.
Yeah. So it's kind of a bigger spiritual practice for you. That sort of that dharma and that is like flowing right into your business name. You're like, I choose not to create the least amount of harm in the world as possible.
Exactly.
Aww,
exactly.
That's
so
beautiful.
That's one piece of the dharma anyway, that is certainly an influence in my life and in my business.
Awesome. So can you talk a little bit more about food as medicine? Because I think that's another term that gets thrown around a lot, and not thrown around. I don't mean it to be such a whimsical thing, but can you explain from your perspective what food as medicine means and how,
sure,
what this means to you?
Sure. Yeah. Maybe this would be a good time to just share a little bit about my own personal story and experience with food as medicine. So I've actually been pretty fortunate, very fortunate, and when it comes to my health and well-being, I've lived a pretty trauma-free life. I've never been really seriously ill or had a major surgery or disease or spent the night in the hospital. I've never broken a bone. You know, I'm knocking on wood right now as we speak. But I've been very lucky and very fortunate in that regard. The one thing that I've struggled with for my entire adult life, basically since I'm like 14 years old and I'm 40, almost 42 now, mm-hmm, is acne. I had suffered with chronic cystic acne for my entire adult life up until very, very recently, like the past 6 months or a year.
Oh, wow.
And I've spent lots of time at the dermatologist, taking all the pills, all the prescriptions, all the creams, all the lotions, all the potions. I've been to naturopaths. I've been to health coaches. I've tried all kinds of DIY home remedies. I mean, the last dermatologist I went to try and, you know, get some relief, literally, when I sort of ran down all the things that I had already tried and already done to try and eliminate my skin disease, he literally looked at me and said, I'm really sorry, but there's nothing more I can do for you.
Yeah.
You've literally tried it all.
And you're like
I reached, yeah, like I basically reached the end of dermatology. You know?
Yeah, yep.
And so that was a few years ago, I'd say, at this point. And it was at that time that I realized, like, wow, this is not working. And I really had no other choice at that point but to take matters into my own hands and try to figure out and learn how I can heal myself from the inside out. And so that was when this choice to be vegan, you know, sort of started to transition for me from not only a sort of moral, ethical sort of decision, sort of being vegan for the animals, let's say, to really trying to use this lifestyle and this way of eating to heal myself for my own personal health and well-being. And long story short, after much trial and error and ups and downs and all arounds and trying all sorts of different elimination diets and, mm-hmm. you know, experiments of various kinds, I did it. I mean, my skin isn't perfect, but I discovered the types of foods that were going to trigger my skin to flare up and the kinds of foods that were going to combat, you know, the disease and reduce the inflammation in my body and heal my gut and support my liver. And these were the root causes of what was causing my acne in the first place. So,
and was I feel like I saw something on your Instagram about it was a reduction in oil and salt. Kind of part of the acne treatment for you, was reducing oil and salt from your second food diet or your nutrition?
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It was really interesting. Like I said, I tried a lot of different things. I mean, I was already vegan when I sort of started on this food as medicine path. So I already wasn't doing, you know, the meat, the dairy, the eggs. But I tried gluten-free, nut-free, fruit-free, grain-free, alcohol-free, caffeine-free. I mean, I did all sorts of different things, and none of it, quite honestly, ever quite got me to where I wanted to be until I, just this past fall, came across this concept of oil-free, of eliminating oils from your diet, because technically, an oil is not a whole food.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's part of a food. It's basically, it's 100% fat from whatever food you're extracting it from, that's been removed from its whole food source. It's been fragmented, and it's, at best, when you take part of a food away from its whole source, you end up with medicine, and at worst, you end up with a poison. And for some people, including me, oils tend to act like a bit of a poison. They don't. Right. For whatever reason, my body was not metabolizing fat well, and I believe that to be due to decades, like I said, of pumping myself full of drugs that were being prescribed to me by the dermatologist, antibiotics, birth control, Accutane, spironolactone, anyone who's on this dermatological...
Yeah, you're like, I've got the whole list here.
might know what I'm talking about, but in any case. And so I believe that my liver was compromised, and was not able to metabolize fats anymore. And when I eliminated oils from my diet, and most fats as well, including what we often think of as healthy fats, like nuts, seeds, avocados, I drastically reduced the amount of those I was consuming as well. And my 25 years of chronic cystic acne cleared up in 10 days.
Whoa. That's
wild. It was
wild.
Like magic.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. That's really cool. And, you know, I think that kind of what, you know, you're talking about, kind of going through this very like intuitive process of like trying different foods, exploring these sort of different avenues, and like feeling what feels right for your body. You know, it's like, it's so hard to have, you know, somebody else tell you what's right. But, you know, it's like when you start eating that way and you start seeing the difference in your skin and in your personal energy reserves and all of that kind of stuff, like that's how you know that you've found the like right alignment with your body and the food that you're consuming. That's really, really cool.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I actually have come to believe that's the only way to really heal yourself of whatever your ailment might be. You know, for me, again, it was a skin ailment, whether it's chronic fatigue, pain, inflammation, autoimmune disorders, you know, even things like heart disease and type 2 diabetes. And some cancers are now being shown to be not only preventable but reversible through this way of eating and living. And
so that's,
you know,
the whole foods, plant-based, as well as the oil and salt-free diet, or like referring to the kind of reversing of a lot of these common ailments, generally the whole food, plant-based diet?
Right, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah, and there's a lot of research that's being done. There are many doctors that, you know, that are promoting this. Dr. Neil Barnard, Dr. Esselstein, Dr. Caldwell, you know, and many, many more. And so it's just, it's really exciting for me because I think many people like me have gone the sort of conventional Western medicine route and have been disappointed, you know? And I think a lot of people are starting to realize that, like, in many cases, that approach doesn't work. You know, that approach gets us perhaps some temporary relief, or certainly if we are in an emergency situation or we are in acute pain and we need some immediate relief and help, by all means, you know, get to the hospital, get to the doctor.
Absolutely.
But in terms of really preventing and sustaining one's health and well-being, I think the jig is up for a lot of people. And like me, you know, folks are ready to try something different. I was going to say try something new, but this isn't really new. I think of this is traditional.
This is like grandma's cooking. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like food from the garden and, you know, seeing the rice and cooking it into its completion and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. We've just gotten so far away from that original source of nourishment. You know, again, the earth, like that's where life comes from. That's where our nourishment, you know, resides, and we've gotten so far away from it that really it's just about coming back to that source.
Yeah,
for our healing.
That's really, really cool. Thank you so much for sharing your story around that. That's really, I think that's a lot of people, you know, experience skin problems and acne and all kinds of stuff, and it's, you know, I think that sometimes people are very dismissive of that. And it's like you look in the mirror every single day and you're like, I see an imbalance and I see something that I'm not happy with. And how can I shift that? So thank you. That's really powerful to kind of hear how that affected your life.
Yeah, my pleasure. I think it's, you know, any symptoms, you know, again, for me, it was skin, but whatever your symptoms may be, whatever ailment you might be struggling with, those symptoms it's your body's trying to tell you something. Your body is speaking to you, and they are signs of something, like you said, that's gone awry or is a little out of balance on a deeper level. And I'm really passionate about helping folks get to that root cause and really heal themselves from the inside out.
Awesome. I love it. Can you talk a little bit about some of the preventative care with the whole foods, plant-based diet? If somebody is sort of, you know, fairly healthy and, you know, they're maybe thinking about, you know, making some shifts in their life with this kind of, you know, this kind of intake, you know, because I know that like Mark Bittman, he's a big New York Times food writer, you know, he talks about like vegan before 6 o'clock. That's sort of his, like, you eat whole foods, plant-based all the way up until 6 p.m. And then afterwards you can kind of either indulge, which he's like, I don't, but you know, you can, after 6 o'clock, you eat how you prefer. But you know, I think that he's really big about talking about the preventative aspects and the health and the weight. Can you talk a little bit about some of the incentives or some of the reasons that people might turn to this whole food plant-based diet for preventative care?
Sure. So reasons that folks would turn to this way for preventative care. Yeah, well, like I said, I think there's a lot of research being done now, and that's showing that when we choose to feed and fuel and nourish ourselves properly, again, from the inside out, through our diet and our lifestyle, a lot of the most common ailments just sort of magically disappear, whether it's feeling chronically fatigued or, you know, you have chronic pain or inflammation in your body. And I think, too, a reason to try to be more preventative in this way is to avoid going the route that so many of us will go otherwise, which is, again, down that sort of conventional Western medicine route where we end up taking all kinds of prescription and over-the-counter drugs, which in my personal experience, I can only speak from my own personal experience, I believe made my situation worse. Like I said, they wore down my liver, created, you know, candida in the gut, and I'm now spending, you know, the last handful or so of years trying to reverse all of that. I think, you know, the sort of medicinal route, I often, the image that comes to mind for me is like one of those whack-a-mole games at mm-hmm. the, you know, the county fair or something, yep. where one thing pops up, you know, a symptom pops up and you whack it down with a medication, and then another one pops up over here, and then you whack that one down with another medication, and then,
yeah.
you know, and it's just this constant, like, whack, you know, and it's sort of maddening, and it's endless, and so to avoid going down that route and, yeah. and getting yourself on that wild roller coaster, if again we just sort of back up, reconnect with our original source of nourishment, treat the root cause of our illness, or ailment or disease, then we can really not only save ourselves, you know, all the time and energy and disappointment potentially of going the conventional route, but it's so empowering.
Absolutely.
It's so empowering to realize that everything you need to feel and look your best and to not only survive but thrive in this life is within you. Like when you realize that you are the one who holds that sort of power, it's so freeing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take another little break and listen to some music, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about food. We're going to dive into actually eating, because mm-hmm. that's really kind of the fun part in my mind. It's all about the food. So Melissa, you do your kind of big thing is that you do meal delivery service. What is this all about? Tell me everything.
Yeah. So, my Dharma Delights monthly meal delivery is, something that I've been doing for, consistently for the past year. I actually started it a handful or so of years ago and then, sort of set it aside for a period of time and then picked it back up last year. But, it's the first weekend of every month. I create a menu and send it out to folks on my list. I also share it on Facebook and take orders from people. So I generally offer like four different entrees and then a couple of little add-on type things, whether it be dessert or snacky items. And folks can order as much of each item as they'd like. And then I go shopping. I chop, prepare, package, and deliver these pre-cooked, ready-to-eat, gourmet, all-organic, locally sourced, whole food, plant-based meals straight
awesome.
To your door the first weekend of every month.
Awesome. So what kind of delicious food would I get delivered to my door?
Well, the menu is a little bit different each time. I do have some sort of favorites, I guess I would say. If I can think of what a couple of my sort of signature dishes are. One that's really popular is a pasta dish that I make with a walnut bolognese sauce.
Mm.
That one's really popular. There's also, in the fall and winter, I do a butternut squash kale salad
that
folks really like. Veggie noodle bowls. Gosh, I'm trying to think. There's so many good things to eat
out there. Yeah, no, that's no worries. So what, and these are for like their entrees, so they could be for lunches or for dinner. Like what do you usually eat for lunch?
Well, it kind of depends. I think, you know, again, tapping into sort of that intuitive approach, there are days where, you know, I might just have a smoothie or a juice around lunchtime, but mm-hmm. most often lunch is my biggest meal of the day. I try to get most of my nutrition and calories in early and then eat a little bit lighter later on. So mm-hmm. like today, for example, I catered an event over the weekend and I have a bunch of veggie curry left over from the event. So I'm probably going to be eating vegetable curry for the next, you know, 3 or 4 days.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
That sounds really great. And I saw that you do a lot of catering. So there was like a post that you had done like a 4-course dinner for 24 people, which is like that's a big Thanksgiving dinner kind of. That's a lot of people. Can you tell us a little bit about what that menu looked like, what the 4 courses were?
Sure. So this was a dinner party I threw a couple weeks ago, actually, at my own home for some friends, and it was really just a way to kind of showcase the type of food that I create and that I'm passionate about, and also, again, as I mentioned before, really bring people together in a beautiful setting, in a beautiful way, with a real sort of intentionality to connect with one another. I had, like, these little conversation prompts on the table sort of invite people to get to know each other a little more deeply. And again, really create this sort of well-rounded, holistic nourishing experience for folks.
What were the conversation prompts? Like what was an example of something like that you had on the table?
Oh, so let's see. One of them was, like looking back on the past year in retrospect, what 3 people would you like to thank?
Aww, that's really sweet.
Yeah, or when was the time you laughed the hardest?
Aww.
Or, you know, these kinds of things. So really just to get people to kind of, you know, reflect on their lives and
that's,
you know,
like
share
bringing it back
a little bit
to
more.
Yeah, that's like kind of bringing it back to what you were talking about earlier, is that primary food of this idea of like surrounding ourselves with positive relationships and creating beautiful environments and kind of nourishing ourselves energetically first, right?
Exactly.
And then bringing on the food. I like
that. Exactly. And to answer your question about the food, there were the 4 courses were, I did a summer vegetable gazpacho.
Ooh.
That was our first course. And then I had a summer salad with a strawberry vinaigrette that I made with local fresh strawberries.
Delicious.
And then for our entree, I actually did kind of like a pasta bar of sorts. I had rice noodles as well as zoodles or zucchini noodles.
I love those.
So folks could choose. And then 3 different sauces. The walnut bolognese was one. I did an arugula basil pesto as well as a cashew Alfredo sauce. And so folks could kind of mix and match and, you know, try the 3 different sauces and see which one they liked. And then for dessert, our 4th course, we had a chocolate chia pudding with fresh berries and a sweet cashew cream. So a little bit of a dessert bar as well.
Oh, my goodness.
It was really beautiful. It was outside. There were fireflies. There were, you know, 24 people that are, you know, that many of them who didn't know each other, who were just laughing and hooting up a storm. And it was really great. That's the kind of thing I'd like to do more of.
Yeah, that sounds really, really nice. Is that something that you do? So I know you do the catering. Do you also host the events at your place as well for people who might be interested, or is the catering usually at like for the weddings or at a different location?
Yeah. So this dinner party that I did a couple weeks ago was at my home again, and it was sort of a way to, again, just kind of showcase what I do and share what I'm passionate about with folks. And out of that, a couple of people came up to me and said, you know, I'd love to do something like this at my place. And so now, you know, I'm hoping to be able to offer these kinds of experiences to others, whether it be just for them, for their family, their friends, you know, just a dinner party at home, or it could be a special event like a birthday or a wedding or an anniversary or, you know, what have you.
Absolutely.
And
I saw that there is like, you said that there was only two vegans among the group, and then like the other 22 people were more conventional omnivores.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to dismiss anyone who's an omnivore. So So, and was everybody full and satisfied? Because I feel like there's a little misconception about, you know, Whole Foods or even vegan lifestyle that we just eat rabbit food all day, or that we're just, where's our protein coming from, or that we're not going to feel full. Like, what were people? So you said people were coming up to you afterwards and were like, we want more of this.
Yeah. I got nothing but positive feedback. One of my health coaching clients actually came to the dinner, and one of the first things he said to me when we started working together was, I don't like vegetables. And he said,
You might be in the wrong place, buddy.
Yeah. But he's really made great strides. And he came to this dinner and sat through not only, you know, one plate of vegetables, but four courses of but fruits and vegetables. And he said he loved it. He said he loved all of it. So I thought that was a pretty good testimonial.
Oh, that's really sweet. And I think that's a really interesting thing too, when, you know, with what you do and sort of these bigger principles, when you're like, oh, like, but where do I start? And it's like, we'll start with Melissa Stevens, who is an amazing chef, and, you know, like getting you introduced to these new foods with, you know, these different meals that are really simple and healthy and where you put all these great flavors together. You know, when I was 21, I went vegetarian. I'm vegan now, but, you know, and it was, I really credit my mom for showing me how to cook, because I don't know if I would have stuck with it when I was that age if I didn't have somebody who was kind of helping me and nudging me along. I should say, not helping me along. She was straight up cooking my food for me. 21. Yeah. My mom is a really wonderful woman. But, you know, it does create a foundation. So, you know, if you're kind of thinking about how do I do this, like where do I start with some really good meals that are cooked for you, you know, like have Melissa come in for your birthday dinner or something, or, you know, for that dinner with friends that you're trying to, you know, save yourself a little bit of stress and time, and, you know, creating a really nice summer meal. And I think it's hardest to eat really good in the wintertime. And you notice that when in the springtime, when people are feeling a little bit lethargic, when they're sort of coming out of their houses and they're like, oh, like sunshine again, you know, if you're eating, you know, a little bit lighter throughout the winter, you tend to have a lot more energy. You tend to sleep a little bit better. And, you know, all of our other kind of systems fall into place too, our exercise patterns, you know, our general mental and emotional happiness. So it does, the food makes a huge, huge difference. So I like that you kind of provide this platform for people to be able to, you know, eat if they're busy, or just to experiment and learn about how this lifestyle can grow from there.
Yeah, exactly. And now, you know, speaking of the sort of seasonality, now that, you know, summer is, well, I don't want to say it's almost over, but, you know, it's well underway.
We're in it. Yeah.
We're definitely in it. I am looking forward to, you know, when the cooler months come, really getting into people's homes with them. I'm really excited to grow the private chef side of my business and really work one-on-one with people, consulting with individuals and families about, you know, their diets and their lifestyles, and coming into the home to help, you know, do a fridge and pantry makeover, to help, you know, to do some menu planning and some education and some cooking, either together or I could just do it for you, you know.
Right.
But to really get that sort of one-on-one personalized approach, which, of course, I can't do so much with the meal delivery. That's sort of like, you get what you get. This is what I'm making. You know, do you want it or not? But
right, and people choose kind of what they're interested in as well. So there is sort of the navigation within that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's coming up for you? What do you have going on in the upcoming months for throughout August and throughout September? What kind of stuff is coming up for you?
Yeah, so of course there's the meal delivery that'll be happening again the first full weekend in August. I'll be putting out my menu for that sometime in the next week or so. I usually try to give folks a good, you know, 7 to 10 days heads up. Here's the menu. Let me, you know, place your orders. So that'll continue to happen the first weekend of every month. Like I said, I'm creating some space in my schedule to work one-on-one with folks as well. And I'm also looking forward to teaching a cooking class at the Baker's Pin in Northampton.
Oh, lovely.
On Monday, September 24th, I'm doing a 30-minute meals, Whole Foods for Healing class. So this will be an opportunity to sort of get a few recipes under your belt that are whole food plant-based that you can literally prepare in 30 minutes or less.
So Ooh, I like that.
Trying to make this way of eating and living, you know, quick and easy and accessible. Like you said before, I think there's this bit of a misconception out there that it's really complicated or, you know, takes a really long time. And it can, but it doesn't have to.
It doesn't have to, right. Yeah. And so people, I'm assuming, during that the cooking class at the Baker's Pin, they probably will go home with the recipes that they're learning how to cook that night?
Exactly. Yep.
Awesome.
Yep. We'll get to sample the food and, you know, ask questions, of course, sample the food and go home with all the recipes to try yourself.
Lovely. Well, Melissa, tell us how people can find you.
Well, I do have my website, melissastevenswellness.com. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram as well. If you just search for Melissa Stevens Wellness, you'll find me.
That sounds fabulous. And your Instagram is really beautiful. And, you know, it's your website is too. So go check out some of those photos and, you know, see what Melissa is up to, because she's doing some really great things. And, you know, your food is delicious. And, you know, I think that what you're doing is really beautiful and kind of putting that that out into the world. So so go check her out. And we're just wrapping up today. Have a lovely afternoon, everyone. Enjoy. I've been listening to Energy Matters. Thank you so much, Melissa.
Thank you, Caroline.
Of course. Bye-bye.